This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Don't look now, but Facebook says it's going to make it easier for users to see and maybe change some of the data that's being collected on them. It is a project, the company says, that was in the works before all of the recent unpleasantness. Marketplace's Rima Kreis looks at what the changes might mean for Facebook and for you.
Like lots of Facebook users, I thought it might be a good time to check my privacy settings. Okay, so I'm on my phone right now on the app. I'm going to click on privacy shortcuts, who can contact me, how to block someone. Okay, not really what I'm looking for. I want to know what info I'm sharing on apps. So do I need to go back to settings and click on the apps tab? Ugh, forget it.
It's really difficult to keep up with controlling your information in such a complex system.
William McGeverin teaches data privacy at the University of Minnesota Law School. He says instead of making users go through 20 different screens, Facebook is grouping all privacy security settings in one place.
For ordinary users, more transparency is going to be eye-opening.
Facebook says it's also going to make it easier for users to control what information they share with advertisers and to review data collected on them. McGeverin says these are all good steps. But other privacy experts like University of North Carolina professor Zeynep Tufekci disagree.
As long as the default is tracking, and as long as it seems like the burden is on the user, we are not going to get anywhere.
Tufekci says most users still won't bother tweaking their settings. And she says because Facebook's entire business model relies on collecting as much data on us as possible, it'll never be that easy to keep your data private.
I don't mind tweaks. I don't mind Band-Aids, but here we need surgery. What we need is a different kind of digital business where we are the customer, not the product.
And she says that would require a total rethinking of how Facebook operates. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.